This is the CBS World News Roundup. John F. Kennedy Jr.'s ashes and those of his wife and sister-in-law soon to be scattered on the sea. President and Mrs. Clinton expected to attend private memorial services at a Manhattan church tomorrow. In Washington,
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill, where House Republicans are poised to pass their tax cut.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. John F. Kennedy Jr.'s ashes and those of his wife Carolyn and her sister Lauren Bassett will soon be scattered on the sea that claimed their lives. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is at Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and joins us live.
After a slow turn toward the west, the Navy vessel Briscoe has just begun its sad trip to the private spot in the sea where the ashes will be scattered. Dressed in black, family members, including Senator Edward Kennedy and John F. Kennedy Jr.'s sister Caroline, boarded the gray destroyer, which had been sitting silently at anchor. Ahead of the grieving relatives, three wreaths and three American flags were placed on board. After a misty, overcast dawn, the skies have cleared here, providing a beautiful New England setting for this very somber occasion. Musicians will play solemnly, and a chaplain will lead prayers before the ashes of the victims are given back to the sea. Live in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Let's go live now to CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano on Martha's Vineyard.
The USS Briscoe is ironically and somewhat surprisingly about to carry out this sad task well out to sea, but off the southwest coast here of Martha's Vineyard, where the Navy salvage ship, the USS Grasp, is still anchored out there in the hazy horizon over the crash site. Navy dive teams will continue their recovery of wreckage out there, moving from the site of the discovery of the main piece of fuselage in an ever-widening circle. The dashboard engages, frozen in time, have been recovered, sure to aid investigators in determining the tragic chain of events over these waters nearly a week ago. Their report will not be complete for 6 to 9 months. Reporting live overlooking the crash site, Lou Miliano, CBS News, Martha's Vineyard.
There's to be a private memorial mass for Kennedy and his wife tomorrow at the Manhattan church where his mother used to pray. And CBS News correspondent Bill Plant tells us
the family wanted a small and private service, but they have been in contact with the White House all week, talking about the participation of the president. Mr. Clinton did not go to Jacqueline Onassis's funeral. He did go to her burial, though, at Arlington. But in this case, we're told that the president and first lady are expected to attend the memorial service.
And the media competition for locations to cover the event is intense, as WCBS-TV reporter Craig Debrow.
My people would offer you quite a bit of money if you let a photographer in there on Friday.
The people in the apartment said they'd been offered $10,000 by a TV network for the use of their apartment on Friday. It's an offer they had to refuse since the president and first lady are scheduled to attend and the Secret Service won't allow it.
Another private memorial focusing on Lauren Bassett takes place Saturday at a church in Greenwich, Connecticut. No House vote yet on the massive Republican tax cut plan. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss joins us live from Capitol Hill.
House Speaker Dennis Hastert had to delay the vote a day to bring aboard a handful of Republican moderates by promising the 10% income tax cut would continue only if the federal debt goes down. Now, says Hastert, the package, which also has cuts in capital gains and estate taxes, can go forward.
This is a tax cut for fairness, it's a tax cut for the American working people, and it's a tax cut that the American people deserve.
House Republicans are now united, but Democrats like Joe Moakley of Massachusetts remain strongly opposed.
It will cost nearly $3 trillion to give a tax break to the rich, while Medicare and Social Security crumble before our very eyes.
After the bill passes this afternoon, the Senate gets its turn, then the president, meaning any tax cut, if one happens, is still a long ways off. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
You're listening to KNX 1070.
Sure, it's great to have a growing business, but unfortunately, as the number of computer users grows, your internet access slows to a crawl. But now there's something you can do about it. Introducing ESAT, the satellite internet access system with the speed you need for a fraction of the cost of fiber or cable circuits. And many of those providers don't even offer high-speed access in your area. That's why you need ESAT. No matter where you're located, ESAT can handle those large downloads from the internet with a satellite dish right on the roof of your business. Imagine downloads in mere seconds instead of minutes. ESAT's high-speed satellite internet access system allows up to 250 users at provide your business to access the Internet at super high speeds. It's super reliable, and it's so simple to install. To bring ESAT to your office, just call or visit your nearest CompUSA store and ask for the corporate accounts representative. Call 1-800-COMP-USA. That's 1-800-COMP-USA for ESAT's high-speed Internet access.
Fast-forming thunderstorms have forced another launch postponement for Shuttle Columbia.
NASA extended its launch window twice in hopes the weather would clear, but the lightning was just too close for comfort. Launch Director Ralph Rowe relayed the news to Shuttle Commander Eileen Collins.
Eileen, we gave it our best shot with the storm today, but it didn't agree with us. So our best bet is to give it another try and another day.
Okay, CDL copies, and we thought you guys did just a great job tonight. We're proud of the work, and the crew will be ready to go at the next opportunity.
They'll try to launch again early Friday morning. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
President Clinton hits the road for Medicare today. Details live from CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
The president will use a Lansing, Michigan appearance to promote his Medicare prescription drug plan. He'll release a report showing 3 of 4 Medicare beneficiaries lack prescription coverage.
Clearly, America needs a prescription drug plan that is simple, universal, and voluntary. Anyone who says we don't, I believe, is out of date and out of touch.
But Republicans contend the Clinton plan is too expensive. Senate hearings on the proposal start today. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Canadian immigration officials have found 122 Chinese nationals aboard a dilapidated smuggling boat off the coast of Vancouver Island, under conditions George Varnai describes as unfit for even an animal.
The hold was really unlivable. There was human waste throughout the hold area where the migrants were being forced to live.
Officials in Seattle think it's part of a human smuggling route that begins on Vancouver Island and runs through Toronto into New York City. San Antonio Spurs star Sean Elliott's on the waiting list for a kidney transplant. Team doctor David Schmidt says his kidney disease has rapidly gotten worse.
The way he played during the playoffs was much bigger of a miracle. Looking at his renal function, just looking at it on paper.
The doctors don't rule out Elliott's return to the NBA after the transplant, though acknowledging it would be unprecedented. Elliott feels he can do it.
Now, I've had a great career, and if that's the end of it, so be it. But I don't feel that it's the end, really. I think it's just another obstacle. I think it's another challenge.
Nerves on edge as the Emmy nominations are announced. Frasier's David Hyde Pryce among those making the announcements.
The 5 nominations in the drama series category are ER, Law and Order, NYPD Blue, oh. The Practice, The Sopranos.
The HBO series about a New Jersey mob family, The Sopranos, is the first cable series to be nominated for Best Drama. In all, it picked up nominations in 16 categories. It's now 8 minutes past the hour.
You're tuned to KNX 1070.
The regions of Los Angeles County are among the most creative, innovative, and diverse communities in the world. It's no coincidence that leaders in information technology, telecommunications, biomedicine, and all forms of design-based industries are thriving in Southern California. It's where the resources are. One of the key resources for business is the Los Angeles Economic Development Corporation. The LAEDC is a private, nonprofit company supported by business to help navigate your business in LA County, where success requires an edge. Whether you're manufacturing electronics for a communication satellite or reinventing e-commerce for the millennium, your business will need practical help to grow and operate smoothly. The LAEDC provides that help with new sites and locations, permits, workforce information, and research on economic trends. They understand bottom line business needs and can offer custom solutions for your company. For business assistance, call the LAEDC toll free at 1-888-4-LAEDC-1. That's 1-888-4-LAEDC-1. Your success is their business.
Heart attacks are twice as likely to kill women than men in the under 50 age range. CBS News medical consultant Dr. Bernadine Healy thinks hormone function is to blame.
Estrogen is a protective factor for the hearts of women. When women lose that protection, either after menopause or possibly if the estrogen isn't functioning quite right, they may be added vulnerability with regard to susceptibility to heart disease.
The findings by Yale researchers suggest biology and not quality of medical care is the reason women's heart attacks are more deadly.
I think it's a loud and clear validation of the fact that heart disease is a woman's problem, but also that it occurs in a different pattern. And it's an even stronger validation of the fact that whenever you're looking at any kind of disease that affects women, please, when you're doing research or when you're caring for them, make sure you take into account the fact that it's a woman.
And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday, July 22nd. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.